24 past 7, ABC Radio, Hobart. Scott Morrison has said that Australia's got to get on this climate game. We might be sprinting to the finish like we are with our vaccinations. Climate Tasmania, formed out of the bodies of Tasmanian Climate Action Council, which used to be funded by the government. And these days now it's a group of volunteers. John Hunt is a climate scientist, and we've spoken about sea level rise in the past. G'day, John.
Good morning, mate, Vic.
Federally, you know, as a result of pressure from America, it looks like this country's getting on the game. Tassie's ahead of a lot of the states, but what do we need to do here?
Well, we say we're ahead, and you've probably heard that we are world leaders in climate action, which we don't believe is really true. We probably heard the saying that our emissions are now zero, and in fact, that's the thing that we really doubt, and the one of the claims that we're making at the moment.
So what do you think Tasmania's emissions are like?
Well, okay, there's two kinds of emissions. The kind of emissions that are produced by burning things like coal and oil and gas, and the things that come out of tailpipes of cars and chimneys. And the other kind are the kind that are due to land use, and predominantly in Tasmania that's forestry. And they're really quite different. When you burn a bit of coal, that gas goes out in the atmosphere, and there's no way it's going to go back into the coal again. If you think of a forest, a tree, if you chop a tree down, in Tasmania most of that goes into pulp, which goes into paper, which goes back into the atmosphere probably within a few years when it goes to landfill. However, if you chop down a tree and then let another one grow, as that tree grows, it'll suck back carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. So forestry can go both ways. It can emit and it can also absorb carbon dioxide. When you look at the other kind, what I call the non-forestry emissions, I say like coal and oil and gas, that only goes one way. Now, if you ignore the forestry emissions and just look at what I call the non-forestry ones, then they're actually still very high on a per capita basis. If you look at the Tasmanian emissions, they're only exceeded by 6 countries in the OECD out of 37. So we're right up the top of the OECD countries from the point of view of emissions from fossil fuels, that's oil, gas and coal.
In Tasmania, John?
Yes. This is per capita, not total, but per capita, per head of population. There's only 6 countries in the world which would exceed Tasmania's per capita emissions.
So 27 past 7, you're listening to John Hunter from Climate Tasmania, and they've set out sort of climate goals that Tasmania could aim for. So what are the key things you want us to achieve?
Okay, well, what we need to do is to reduce those non-forestry emissions. The point is that the forestry emissions are, at the moment, what we call the negative. They're actually absorbing a carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. But only 10 years ago, when we were logging a lot more, our forestry emissions were about the same as all our other emissions. So if there's just one number here to remember. It's 10 million tons. Now, 10 years ago, or before 10 years ago, our non-forestry emissions were about 10 million tons a year, and our forestry emissions were about 10 million tons a year. So if you add those together, it's 10 plus 10, 20 million tons a year total.
Mm-hmm.
Then about 10 years ago, we stopped. We about halved the level of logging in forests, and that actually turned the forest into suckers of carbon dioxide rather than emitters of carbon dioxide, and that 10 became a negative 10. So now instead of having 10 plus 10 for the total emissions, it's now 10 minus 10, which is pretty well zero. So our emissions at the moment are probably around about zero. But we argue that the emissions, that relying on this absorption of forestry is very dangerous. We've already got these very high emissions from non-forestry sources, which you've really got to get down. Mm. We can't rely on these forestry emissions the negative forestry emissions to cover us up for the next few years.
You're listening to John Hunter from Climate Tasmania, who are outlining some goals and asking for changes to legislation, because the last legislation about this was from, what, 2008?
Long time
that we're
ago.
Operating yep. on, which yep. is... You know, I mean, there's children at primary school now.
Yes, 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 very old, yep.
So it wouldn't be relevant. I mean, what are the opportunities for us now if we can reduce emissions in other industries? Because we had the head of forest products on yesterday saying, you know, great opportunity, we can sequester carbon, this is fantastic, with plantation stuff, obviously. What are the opportunities for us in terms of other areas where we could get big reductions in emissions fast?
you can't do anything fast. It's going to take some time. But one of our big emitters is energy, which a big component is transport. Of course, we haven't got many electric cars around. There's hardly any electric cars you see at all. We obviously have a big possibility there because we can produce pretty sustainable electricity. We could run our entire transport fleet from electricity.
Are you surprised that we're not hearing about that from either of the political parties in terms of manufacturing, jobs, all of the thing, the economy? Absolutely. Isn't that a huge opportunity?
It is. If you go to the rest, see, look at the rest of the world and the things they're doing with electricity and electric cars, electric transport, then we're way, way behind. Yep.
Really interesting stuff. It's 7:30, ABC Radio Hobart, as you get into your non-electric car to drive in today and thinking about the emissions that we create. Do you feel positive as you're seeing the influence that Joe Biden's presidency is having on other world leaders, including our own?
Absolutely. I think this is a sort of a world-changing event, the fact that we have a different president now in America. Yeah.
Do you have much heart with the policies of any of the political parties coming into our state election that they're tackling this in a substantial way?
Yes and no. I mean, so we don't really want to be political. We're trying to give advice about what we should be doing. Certainly the greener parties are talking much more about climate change than they always have. Parties on the other end of the spectrum, I'm a bit dubious that they really have that really have their mind on it.
Well, it'll be interesting to see who finds the opportunities as we move forward. If people want to get more detail about what you've looked at in terms of recommendations for legislation and policy ideas, where can they find it?
Our website is climatetasmania.org. You'll find we've produced a number of fact sheets that we're producing them day by day at the moment. They are all on our website, and they are specifically providing facts for people who want to make intelligent voting decisions, and also for political parties to read to see what we think they should be doing.
There you go. You can have a look at that and get informed and then make up your own mind. Great to talk to you this morning.
Thanks very much, Rick.